Men say they're sick of the bashing. See what some are doing to retaliate next in a special report.
You're watching King 5 News with Gene Enerson and Barry Judd.
Women take to the streets to take back the night. But tonight, some men say they've had enough.
It all comes in response to the latest movement. Women say they want their equal rights. King 5's Susanna Frame has more on the controversy now in her special report, Women, Anger, and Action.
After nearly three decades of feminism, many men are saying enough. They are sick of being bashed.
What do we want?
Same street!
When do we want it?
Now!
Unlike the 60s and 70s, when the women's movement focused on changing laws, today's feminists are focusing on issues of personal safety.
I am tired of living in fear.
Many women like these at Evergreen State say they will not be equal until they feel as safe as men on the streets.
I mean, we have a lot of things to be angry about. I mean, I'm sick and tired of walking down the street and having my personal space being threatened, even if it's a whistle. I don't like it.
But some of the new emphasis is controversial.
I think that men are clearly the enemy. I do think that enough men do not take responsibility for being part of a gender that has kept 52% of the population down for centuries now.
I think this is extremely abusive.
Several men's rights groups have formed in Western Washington, saying feminism has gone too far, that women have portrayed themselves as victims and have won special rights. They say the movement has backfired on men.
Do you see a need at all for a feminist movement in 1993?
No, I don't.
Gene Hopp of Bellevue is so fed up with the women's movement, he started his own men's rights newsletter, The Men's Advocate. Hopp became involved after the court system denied him custody of his sons.
Now we have a lot of cliches, all generated by feminist studies, that men don't care about their children, men are deadbeat dads, men are stereotyped in a variety of ways by the feminist movement. I find that very sexist, I find that unfair.
Rod Van Mechlin writes his own men's rights newsletter, The Backlash. In it, he calls for an end to man bashing.
It's like men bad, women good, men villains, women victims.
A computer company fired Rod a few years ago after he sent an email computer message to a co-worker saying she didn't need makeup to be beautiful. After nearly a year of unemployment, he finally has a new job. Rod claims the email was a compliment. The company called it sexual harassment.
And would you say that it's because of reverse sexism?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was objectified as a male chauvinist pig and basically hung without a jury trial or anything. It's just like, we don't even need to examine the facts. You're a man, you're guilty.
The feminists of the 90s taking action say they're not bashing men, but want men and women to be more aware.
Feminism and the women's movement have never been about bashing anyone. They've been about saving and changing women's lives.
The men's rights groups say they are especially treated unfairly when it comes to statistics on violence. According to the men's rights figures, 70 to 80% of all the violence in our society is perpetrated on men, not women. The men say this fact is never brought out in the by the feminists. So this controversy is far from over.
Fascinating extreme, Susanna.
Thanks.